非常的感恩，今天可以和华人福音基督教会凯瑞堂的弟兄姐妹、福音朋友一同来主日的来奉啊来崇拜我们的神。
I'm so grateful that I can come today to be with you, the CCMC Carey brothers and sisters, and all seekers, to be.Worship God in the Sunday.
我也带来夏洛特穆恩教会所有的同工和弟兄姐妹的问安。
I bring here the greetings from our co-workers and pastors from our Charlotte Church.
愿福音和恩惠从耶稣基督并他父神来到你们面前。
May gospel and grace.Come to you through Jesus Christ.
我们先有一个一同的祷告。
First, let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督，宝惠是圣灵，三位一体的神是值得称颂的。
Dear Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Counselor, blessed be your name.
今天我们众儿女同心聆听你的话语。
Today we children of God hear your word with one heart.
求圣灵亲自的教导，也借着你仆人的口传讲清楚。
May Holy Spirit instruct us. May your personal teaching be clearly preached through the mouth of your servant.
使我们可以因认识你的真理而得自由。
So that we may be set free by the knowledge of your truth.
我们这样同心祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Our prayer is in the Jesus' name. Amen.
我们先一起来读一下这个经文。
Let us read the scripture.
我们可以用中文的形式一起读一下，好吗？或者是如果你有英文，你是说英语的 ，you speak English， 你可以 speak the English together.
And we can read together in Chinese.But if you, some of you speak English, we can read English together.
在尼希米记的一章一到十一节。
In Nehemiah chapter 1:1-11.
我们一同来读。
Let's read.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王20年祭司流月，我在书山城的宫中，那时我的一个弟兄同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，就坐下哭泣。悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神呐，你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了，你们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但若你向我谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所拯救的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩， 我是做王九正的。今天我给透过这段经文给大家带来一个信息啊，名字就叫在王面前蒙恩，从尼希米记一章的十一节。
Today, through this passage of scripture, I bring you the message of God, that is, grant me mercy in the sight of this man, from Nehemiah, first chapter 1-11.
大多数的圣经学者都同意，尼希米记一章到二章是在亚达薛西王一世的时代。
Most Bible scholars agree that Nehemiah 1 and 2 is a story of what happened during the reign of King Artaxerxes, first king of Persia.
尼希米回归到耶路撒冷建城墙，离整个犹大当初民族被巴比伦被掳的公元前586年相隔了整整140年。
This was 140 years after the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC and the Babylonian captivity of the people of Judah.
那在这140年里历经沧桑发生了很多的变化。
In those 140 years, history had changed dramatically.
第一件事情就是波斯帝国已经取代了巴比伦帝国，成为了当时的亚欧非的一个新的霸主。
So the first is the Persian Empire replaced the Babylon as a new superpower across the Asia, Africa, Europe. King Cyrus.
当时的第一个王古列王也是一个比较怀柔的一个君王，所以他允许以色列人回到耶路撒冷重建他们的国家以及圣殿。
Then the King Cyrus, he was a king of tolerance, and he allowed the Jews to return to Jerusalem.
所以我们看见这个 screen 上面有这个586年，公元前的538年的时候，所罗巴伯就带着第一批的以色列人回归到耶路撒冷。
So we can see from the screen slices that the first return was led by Zerubbabel, who also began the construction of the temple.
而且第二个呢，就是到了公元前的458年，那一次的话，就是文士以斯拉又带了一批人回去，要重建犹太教的这样一个历史。
So the second is the return led by the scribe Ezra, initiating religious reform in Judaism.
那今天我们这段经文就是在公元前的545年，就是尼希米他是单独的回到了耶路撒冷重建城墙。
And this passage we read just now was about the return of Nehemiah rebuilding the city wall in 445 BC.
尼希米是一个什么人呢？他是个犹太人被掳到巴比伦的后代。
Who was Nehemiah?Nehemiah was a descendant of captive Jews who had.
他大概可能已经是一个第三代、第四代的这样的后裔了，所以呢，他的已经摆脱了奴隶的地位。
So he was an immigrant of the third and fourth generation and had escaped the slavery of captivity.
他在波斯呢受到了很好的教育。而且自己的地位也很高，到了九正。
He was well educated in Persia, and he had a high position, rising to the position of a cupbearer.
作为一个王的心腹，他足以在当时的波斯的这个政坛上面是一个大展手脚。
So as a inner circle of the Persia.He was able to make an impact in the Persian politics.
但是因为从耶路撒冷来的一个消息，使他重新了改变了自己的思想。
But the bad news from Jerusalem changed his mind.
这就是过来这个消息，说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱。并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被烧。
This was the news that survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
所以布臣在这个以斯拉回归之后的十三年，他也同样按照同样的一条线路，就是这个蓝色的一条线路，回到了耶路撒冷。
So right after 13 years of Ezra's return, he followed the same route to return to Jerusalem.
而且他的人生从一个服侍一个地上的王，转变成服侍一个天上的主。
And his life was changed from serving the king of earth to serving the Lord.
我们要来看一看啊，这几个王也在这个 screen 上面啊。亚达薛西王就是这个以斯拉也好，还是尼西米也好，他回归的时候，当时的波斯王是这第五个王。
So let us read look at the slices. So after King Artaxerxes.He was the king when Nehemiah and Ezra returned to Jerusalem.
那前两个王的话呢，跟后来的这个波西战争，当时的波西战争是有关系的。
So the preceding two kings were related to the Greek-Persian War.
那我们一会儿再说这个事情。
So we can mention this later on.
那这是这个尼西米回到了这个耶路撒冷以后重建出来的这个整个城墙。
So this is the whole the wall of Jerusalem after Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem.
所以这所有的一切都是当时这个尼西米回归之前之后的历史背景。
So all this was historical background before and after Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem.
好，我们今天来思考尼西米记第一章、第二章的时候，有一个题目就跳到了我的眼前。
When we think about the theme of Nehemiah 1 and 2, a thing came to my mind.
就是这个十一章的十一节这里。
That is Nehemiah 1:11.
那里说：“主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷。”使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。
It says, O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name, to give success to your servant today, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man.
相比整个圣经中很多伟大的祷告，比如说摩西的祷告，比如说但以理的祷告。比如说啊，甚至啊，这些很多的众仆人的祈祷，那么尼西米的祷告是有一点点不同的地方。
Compare with other great prayers in the Bible, such as Moses, Solomon's, or Daniel's, Nehemiah's prayer is equally important, but with one particularly striking difference.
就是现在我 highlight 的这个地方，就是在王面前蒙恩。
This is highlighted in the screen. That is, grant him mercy in the sight of this man.
那我就在想，什么叫在王面前蒙恩？
I'm thinking about what is the meaning of grant him in the mercy in the sight of the king.
这个王的意思就是，当然指的就是波斯的这个亚达薛西王。
The king refers to the Persian king Artaxerxes.
因为在这个原文的中间，它不是用这个王这个词，乃是用那人。
Because in the original text, it was not the king, but this man.
所以我们说在王面前蒙恩的意思，也就是说可以在人面前蒙恩。
That is to grant him mercy in the sight of the king means grant him mercy in the sight of man.
所以我们要思考一下，什么叫在人面前蒙恩。
So let's consider what is the mercy inside of man.
蒙恩的意思呢，我们大概也都知道。
We know the meaning of mercy or grace.
在这个英文中间，常常用一个 compassion 这个词来形容它。
In English, we use compassion to translate this word.
那 compassion 的中文意思就是同情、恻隐之心或者是情谊。
The Chinese of meaning of compassion means sympathy, compassionate heart, and affection.
这个希伯来文叫 rahamim. Rahamim 呢，它的有一个字的字根叫 raham， 这个 raham 在这个希伯来文里面的意思是什么呢？是女人的子宫。
The Hebrew word of this is rahamim, and the root is raham. Raham means a woman's womb.
所以这样一个词的话，给我们带出一个特别的印象，就是说，怎么样叫在人面前蒙恩呢？乃是说，这个人能够生发出一个母亲对孩子的情谊。
So the word grand mercy here is interpreted as a bond or affection between people, the love of a son from a mother.
或者是同胞的这样的弟兄姐妹，因着有一个同样一个母亲，他们互相生发出来的彼此的情分。
Or the love of siblings, between as born of the same mother.
所以这样一来，我们就发现，跟我们所明白的那个蒙恩要远远的不太一样。
So this we observe that this is far different from what the impression we have for the grand mercy or grace.
所以在人面前蒙恩，我们可以有这样的一些实例。
So grand mercy before in the sight of man, we have such examples.
大家都知道，最近我们这个裁员比较多。特别在我们这个 Charlotte 这个银行系统啊，有不少的裁员。
So lately we have lots of layoff, especially in Charlotte, lots of banking banks.
所以呢，我们可以教导弟兄姐妹说，如果你觉得工作中间你有一定的这种失业的压力的时候，你可以这样去祷告：你说主啊，让我在这些老板面前可以蒙恩。
So if some brothers and sisters are in the pressure of being laid off, so we teach them to have a prayer before God that is, Lord, let me find favor before our boss.
然后呢，今天我们看我们是中英文联合崇拜，我们有些年轻人。那年轻人的话呢，常常跟父母之间有很大的张力。
And here we have a combined service And we have some youth here. And there are lots of intention between the parents and the youth.
所以你也可以跟主这样去祷告。你说主啊，我的孩子在青少年时期好像处处在跟我作对，那也求你让我使我在他面前可以蒙恩，我们可以有一个很平等的安静的对话。
So we can have such a prayer. Lord, my child is in his teenagersand is against me in every way. Please have mercy on me and make him willing to talk me peacefully.
那我们也可能是我们啊，孤身的来到了美国，我们的父母可能都在中国。那中国的父母的话呢，我们可能有一些其他的亲戚在照顾。但是这么多年下来，父母那边可能身体越来越差，然后这些亲戚呢花出的时间特别多，于是他们可能对我们就有一些抱怨。
And we come here alone, leaving our parents in our home country. So, and our parents have been cared for, taken care of by our relatives. And for such a long time, they are in poor condition. And our relatives may be exhausted by taking care of them. We can have such a prayer.
我们可以说主啊，因为我们实在是在父母面前有亏欠，在亲戚面前有亏欠，求主使我在他们面前可以蒙恩，使他们啊感觉到啊在照顾父母的时候感觉到舒适一些。
Oh Lord, we are indebted to our parents and our relatives in China, and please, our parents have been in poor, and please let us find favor.Before them.
所以这样的祷告呢，我们相信神都垂听。
We believe that such prayers, God will be hearing them.
因为我们常常在我们的家庭、在我们的教会、在我们的社区、在我们的职场，都会有一些关系上面的紧张。我们用这样的祷告求神啊，来带领，使得我们在人际关系上面有一些这样的峰回路转，神是垂听的。
So through such prayers, because we have some relation of tension between in the society, in the workplace, in the church, and in families, And we pray that such prayers can change our relation and to a dramatic direction.
那这样的一些祷告，我们说怎么样能在人前蒙恩呢？你说主啊，我跟你祷告了，求你再使我在人面前蒙恩。那我如何可以在人面前蒙恩呢？
How can we be find mercy in the sight of people by these prayers? Because this was promised by the Lord.
如果刚才那个一章十一节经文，我们还可以看到一点，就是你要先在神面前蒙恩，你才可以在人面前蒙恩。
From the passage we read, we notice that first seek favor in the sight of God, then you will find mercy in the sight of people.
所以今天我们请大家回家之后，你可能记不住少传道讲的任何一个东西，但是你可以记住神的这句话，就是在神面前先蒙恩，然后在人面前可以蒙恩。
So maybe today, when you go home, you forgot all what I teach today, but you can remember just one sentence, that is, first seek favor in the sight of God, then you will find mercy in the sight of people.
我讲这句话的时候，实际上我是有亲身经历的。
I say this word because I have a personal experience.
我在三年前，2021年来到穆恩面试的时候，神就给了我这段经文和这句话。
When I was interviewed in Grace One Church, God gave me such a verse, such a phrase.
谢谢啊，因为这个袁弟兄，这不是我的讲道里面当时写的这个字上字面上面的。谢谢，反应很机敏。那三年了啊，如果说我从去年啊，从2022年的5月份开始工作到今天，已经25个月。这25个月里边，实际上神就是让我切切实实的明白了这句话：什么叫先在神面前蒙恩，然后就在人面前蒙恩。
In the past almost three years, in the past 25 months, I was a pastor. I've been a pastor. I personally experienced such a promise, that is, first seek favor in the sight of God, then you will find mercy in the sight of people.
所以箴言有一句话，在16章7节那里说，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华就使他的仇敌也和他和好。
So in Proverbs 16:7, there's one verse saying, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
神既然使仇敌都可以我们和好，更何况我们教会的弟兄姐妹，我们是一家人。
So, if God can make peace between our enemies and us, how can He not make peace between our members and us?
所以我们每一个人若是能够得到会众众人的这种恩待，我们是因为我们先在神面前蒙恩。
So if a person is well received and pleasing to all men, it is because he is firstly pleasing to God and has found favor in the sight of God.
如果华人福音基督教会凯瑞堂在整个社区蒙恩，也是因为我们教会在神面前蒙恩。
So likewise, if CCNC Cary is supported by the congregations and praised by the community, it is because the church is walking in the will and the plan God. That's in the find mercy in the people.
那在圣经上有没有这样的例子呢？
So are there any examples in the Bible?
我们可以举三个例子。
We can see three examples.
大家都知道非常著名的约瑟的故事。
We know, we are known, Joseph's story.
所以这就是一个个人在神面前蒙恩的故事。
This is an individual favor before God.
你看到在创世纪39章2到4节那里，因为约瑟被卖到了埃及。
So from Genesis 19:39-4, Joseph was sold to Egypt as a slave.
你看到第四节没有？约瑟在主人面前蒙恩，是因为什么原因？
So look at verse 4. Joseph found favor in his sight. What is the reason?
是因为耶和华与他同在，他就住世顺利。
That is because God is with him, and he is prosperous in everything.
所以约瑟是因为首先在神面前他有一个清心，他做任何的事情都蒙神喜悦，于是这个四位长就怎么样，就以他为整个奴隶中间的管家来管理所有的事情。
Because Joseph was very have a pure heart before the Lord, so God allowed the master, his master to manage all the slaves in his household and all affairs.
第二个是一个小团体。
Second is a small group.
记载在但以理书第一章八到九节。
It was recorded in Daniel 1:8-9.
因为丹尼尔和这个丹以理和他的三个朋友到了被掳到巴比伦，但是他们坚持不吃王的宴，因为那是拜偶像的。
Daniel and his three friends were captive to Babylonia. So, but they were determined not to eat the king's food.
于是他们怎么样？他们就跟太监长说什么？就让我们吃青菜白水好了。
And they said to the chief eunuch, just let us eat vegetables and drink water.
怎么样？所以神让。麻烦你调一下这个。他这个不同，这个是。谢谢。这个 technician 一出问题就是容易出其他问题。好，那但以理，所以他们这一个小团体，当他们所做这件事情神很喜悦的时候，这个神就让他们在一个陌生的、一个掌握生杀大权的一个人手底下演蒙恩。
So when such a small group, they were doing right thing, so God led them to find mercy before such a prominent people who was in charge of life and death.
你注意到这两个故事的不同吗？
Do you notice any difference between these two stories?
前一个故事侍卫长让约瑟蒙恩，实际上对侍卫长没有任何的坏处，只有好处。
The first story is the master, his master.Find mercy for mercy is merciful was merciful for Joseph. There's no harm to himself.
但是第二个太监长就不同了。
But the second is quite different.
因为如果太监长不遵守王的命令，等到这些人面黄肌瘦的时候，太监长就说我的头不保啊。
So when the chief eunuch, you know, so if he allowed Daniel and his friends eat vegetable and drink water, and they became very not healthy. His head will not be headed.
所以，即便冒着危险，他也给丹以理他们这样的恩惠。
So at the risk of this risk, he also grant Daniel and his friends mercy.
第三个故事出现在出埃及记。
The third story appeared in Exodus.
这个是当时摩西的上帝借着摩西的手行了十灾。
So God through Moses' hand grant four plagues.
最后一灾是所有的长子都被杀。
The last plague was the killing of all firstborns.
那么后来，这个整个法老就让以色列整个民族离开埃及。
So Pharaoh finally allowed the all Israelite nation to leave Egypt.
那临走时候做什么？上帝说让以色列人到怎么样埃及人那里去拿他的金器、银器和衣裳。
So, God allowed the Israelites to take the article of the gold and silver and all the clothes from Egyptians.
所以你会发现在这么一个仇人相见呢，你像我的长子被杀了，你还到我这来抢我的东西，但是怎么样呢？最后上帝让埃及人怎么样，仍然愿意蒙恩给以色列人，把东西都给他。
So when this enemy they meet, but God still allows the Israelites, Egyptian to give all what Israelites want to them.
所以这些故事都是在一些比较特别的危急的时刻，圣经所记载下来的。
So these stories are recorded that happened in the very crucial period.
我们也相信在我们的平常的生活中间仍然有这样的神迹可以跟随我们。
So we believe that in our ordinary life we still have such a miracle happening.
所以我们还是要记住先在神面前蒙恩，然后才能在人面前蒙恩。
So we still need to remember that first seek favor in the sight of God, then you will find mercy in the sight of people.
好，那我们就有另外一个问题了，那如何在神面前可以蒙恩呢？
So then there's another question. How to find favor before God?
答案还在这段圣经里面。
The key is still in Nehemiah's prayer, this passage.
我们看看尼希米的祷告。
So let us see Nehemiah's prayer.
你看尼希米记载在一章三到四节那里说，当尼希米听到这个不好的消息以后，他就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日。然后在天上的神面前进食祷告。
So, Nehemiah, so as soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I continued fasting and praying before God of heaven.
所以我们第一个说如何能够在神面前蒙恩的第一个重要的条件，就是我们要常常以神的家、神的事为念。
So the first thing, condition to be find favor before God is to pay attention to God's business.
我们刚刚讲尼希米已经是好几代之后的以色列人。
So Nehemiah was several generation in the immigration.
就好像我们的第二代，甚至都不止第二代，因为我们的第二代还跟我们有一些中国的传统。他第三代、第四代，他已经跟当地的文化完全的融合。
So he was like a second generation, but maybe it's not. Maybe like a third or fourth generation. And such people have fully identified with local culture and religious customs and values.
所以他对于这个父辈的或者是祖父的这些他这些人的这个国家或者文化，他基本上已经不感兴趣了。
So he showed little interest. They showed little interest in the home country of their fathers.
所以，如果按照尼希米的经验的话，他已经对这个以色列的神耶和华已经没有什么样的感情，没有什么样的关系。
So based on Nehemiah's experience, he should have shown no interest, no affection for the country of Israelites people.
但是尼希米不是这样的。他生活在皇宫，但是他还纪念1500公里以外的耶路撒冷。
But this was not the case with Nehemiah. Although he was working for the Persian, his heart remembered the Jerusalem, 1500 kilometers away.
所以，当尼希米听到他的这个他的同人也好，或者他的这些同胞也好。他们回归到按照上帝的要求回归到耶路撒冷，但是在那个地方因为没有城墙，他们经常受到四方的这种迫害的时候，他心里感觉到悲哀。
So when Nehemiah heard that news, that is the suffering of the returned Jews in Jerusalem, he felt very sad.
所以他坐下哭泣也好，他进食祷告也好，上帝就改变了他的心思意念。
And he sat down.Sat down and wept and mourned, and God changed his mind.
所以他不仅仅是一个坐在皇宫里为自己的民族忧伤祷告的人。
So not only was he a person sitting in the palace, weeping and praying for his nation,
而是一个起来行动要为国家做些事情的这样一个人。
but also a person who rose and do something for his nation.
所以后来他说到，只要在这个人面前或者在王面前蒙恩，实际上他已经立下了决心，怎么样？要回到耶路撒冷和自己同胞一同去共度艰难。
So he found favor before God and find mercy before people, and he was determined to return and do something for his nation and for his people.
所以基督徒的一生就是一个要以神的家为念的这样一个一个心肠。
So our Christian life is to pay attention to God's business. To live such a life.
耶稣就是我们的一个榜样。
Jesus is one of our example.
大家记得路加福音第二章记载过，耶稣在十二岁行成人礼之后，他在殿里没有跟着父母回去，然后当父母回来找他的时候，他说了一句话：我岂不是以父的事为念吗？
So I know everyone remembers that at the age of 12, Jesus went to Jerusalem and in the temple to have a bar mitzvah. And then he was lost, and his parents was looking for him. And when they found him, he just said to his parents, "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?"
所以当耶稣基督已经要立志以天父的旨意为念的时候，圣经上还有一句非常著名的话，就是耶稣的智慧和声量并神与人对他的喜爱一同增长。
So when Jesus was caring for the Father's business, there was a comment from the Bible saying, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man."
所以神爱他，与人爱他的心是一同增长的，在神面前蒙恩，在人面前蒙恩。
So the love from God and from man are the same, and he has found favor before God and mercy before man.
我刚才讲到，我是2022年5月1号开始在牧恩教会来服侍。
As I just mentioned, I started my ministry on May 1st, 2022.
在那个教会里边，除了一个以前教会的同工，我不认识任何人。
And in that church, except one coworker, I didn't know anybody.
我在多伦多，我是移民到多伦多，所以我在多伦多服侍教会了将近7年。
I was an immigrant to Toronto, and I served there in a church for 7 years.
我也发现一个美国的移民教会和一个多伦多加拿大的移民教会是有一些不同的。
And I observed there are several differences between the immigrant church in United States and the immigrant church in Toronto, Canada.
所以在世界上所讲的天时地利人和，大概我都没有。
So according to the worldly standards, I didn't have anything of an advantage.
但是很感恩的就是神来帮助。
But I'm grateful that God helped me.
那我只举一个简单的例子，就是我们有一个南卡的职堂。
So just a simple example, there was a church planting in South Carolina.
我当时去应聘的时候，有一半的工作就是要做这个职堂工作。
When I was interviewed there, half of the ministry in that church was on this ministry.
这个教会已经准备了3年要移民，要职堂。
The church had prepared 3 years for the church planting.
但是因为这个 COVID 的原因，所以一直暂停的。
But due to the COVID.It was stopped there.
所以我一去以后，我们就开始我实际上是提前到的。那我从3月份开始，2022年3月份开始，我就要组织这个职堂的施工。
I went to work a little more in advance. In March, I started organizing the ministry.
当时有4家同工。
There were 4 families there.
一家同工是主要负责的，但是他们也是比我只早来了1年，从芝加哥过来。
So there's one co-worker family. They just arrived 1 year before me from Chicago.
那另外三家童工是餐馆的童工，住在南卡。
The other three families of co-workers, they were working in restaurant.
大家知道，在这个餐馆施工的话，几乎是没有太多时间能够做很多的职堂施工。
So if you do a ministry in restaurant, you don't have too much time to church planting.
所以当时当我祷告向神的时候，神就是求神给我童工。
So I pray to God that God grant me some co-workers.
很奇妙的是，当教会开始向整个的弟兄姐妹说我们要准备南卡施工的时候，有另外的五家弟兄姐妹就愿意来参与。
So it was very amazing that when we start to plant a new church and share this vision with our church, there are five other families joining us.
那当然有这样九家同工之后的话，我第二件事就是跟神祷告。我说我跟他们都不熟啊。
So the next thing is, after we have nine family, co-workers, I pray to God that I am not, acquainted with these, my co-workers.
神就给我一个感动，就是每一周的周二，就是我们的祷告会，我们教会。在 Grace One 牧恩教会有祷告会的时候，我们每一周祷告会，我们首先是连线跟我们的教会祷告，然后就是我们自己在我的家里边我们单独的祷告。
So God touched my heart that there's a monthly prayer, that first to be joined with our church, then to have a prayer meeting with our co-workers in my house.
所以三个月的这样的在一起吃饭交流祷告，使我们就彼此有了一个初步的了解。
So after 3 months, eating together, communicating with each other and pray together, we get to know each other more and more.
然后到六月份就是我们第一次的一个外展活动。
So in June we have the first field picnic.
神给我们60多位新朋友。
So God gave us more than 60 new friends.
所以当弟兄姐妹怀着一个热情开始了，从第二周我们开始查经。
So God gave us enthusiasm to start a Bible study in the following week.
那第一周除了我们同工以外，来了两个新朋友。
So on the first, in the first Bible study, except for our co-workers, there were only 2 new friends.
然后弟兄姐妹再次去邀请我。
So then we invited them again.
第二周的祷告会来了一个新朋友。
So the second prayer meeting, there's only 1 show up.
所以当时的话，我看见弟兄姐妹心里的这种失望。
So at that time, I could see the disappointment.Of our brothers and sisters,
我们就再次跟弟兄姐妹，就跟我们的同工说，我们首先专心做好我们的查经。
So I once again I share my co-workers, let us do our part to focus on the Bible study.
然后我们还是去不停的祷告。
And we still continue to prayer.
我们还不停的去邀请。
And we kept on inviting new friends.
然后这样的一个情况又过了5个月，大概到了感恩节的时候。
And such a situation lasted for about 5 months.
除了我们大概
Thanksgiving,
除了我们20个同工以外，已经有了10个新人在。
So in addition to 20 co-workers, we have 10 more new friends.
当这30多个人在我们临时借用的这个餐馆中间已经不太够。地方不够大。
So we had 30 people. So it is not spacious for the restaurant that we rented.
所以当我跟同工说，我们要可能要找一个租一个地方来作为教会的时候，实际上弟兄姐妹心里面还是有一点点紧张。
So when I told my coworkers that we may need to rent a church, then.Our coworkers feel a little upset.
也可能要花费很多的钱。
Maybe it was very costly.
那就在大概在12月初的时候，那有一个周一是我的假期的时间，那我就去一个工地去拉一些土啊，我们家里做这个菜园。
So on Monday in December, which is my day off, I went to a workshop to haul soil for my vegetable garden in my house.
这个地方大概正好是在南卡，而且是在当时我们那个距离就是485的高速跟77号高速那个交界，大概就在那个区域。
So this place was in South Carolina, and it turned out that the place was in the area where the two highways 485 and 77 intersect.
那我到了工地附近的时候，我就发现有一个教会在那里，叫 Flinton Hill Baptist Church.
So near the field, I noticed a church called Flint Hill Baptist Church.
当我看到这个 church 的时候，我心里就有一种感动。
When I saw this church, I had a moving in my heart.
我就把这个，我一看地理交通又特别的好啊，南卡、北卡，甚至机场都能够非常容易接触。
So it was a perfect location, and South Carolina in North Carolina, also very close to the airport.
然后我们回来把这个名字记下来，回来在网上一查，然后又是一个美南浸信会的系统，跟我们是弟兄教会。
I noted down the name, searched the internet when I came back. This church was a sister church affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention.Along with our Grace One Church,
弟兄非常弟兄姐妹非常 amazing 的地方，就是当我们跟他们联系的时候，他们那个牧师告诉我，他们的执事会刚刚通过一个要想做多民族施工的这样一个计划。
It was so amazing that when I told them, contact them, I was told that their deacons had decided to start a multi-ethnic ministry. Did we come to them and?
所以一拍即合，我们在十二月底就签订了合同。
So we hit off immediately, and a contract was signed in December.
于是我们从2023年1月份，我们就进到了这个教会。
So from January 1st, 2022, we started to use this church.
不但如此，上帝的恩典使我们今天我们在这个教会里面，仅仅两年的时间，我们大概已经有固定50个人在这聚会。
Wow, it is amazing that as of today, exactly 2 years into our church planting, we have about 50 members in our church.
而且我们因为没有牧师，所以神又把在辛辛那提教会。退休的吴继阳牧师带到了我们周围。
And because we didn't have pastor, so God let a retired pastor Yi Yang Wu, Pastor Yi Yang Wu, who retired from a church in Cincinnati, and moved to South Carolina.
而且今天就在今天的一会儿的11点啊，大概就这个时间了，我们有2个人在那里要受洗。
At 11 o'clock, about this time.There are 2 people being baptized.
而且神不仅祝福了我们这个南卡，我们这个南卡叫做约克郡主恩基督教会。
And not only God bless this South Carolina church, the new York Christian church.
而且也祝福了这个 Flinton Hill Church.
And but also did God bless the church, Flinton Hill Church.
他们在相隔十几年后，今天也有一个第一个受洗。
So after more than 10 years, they have had the first baptism.
所以要先求神的国、神的义。
So first seek God, kingdom and His righteousness.
神就让我们教会在别人面前。
And God allow us to be blessed.To find mercy before others' church.
这是我们第一个要看到啊，就是啊，要以神的事为念。那第二点，我们从尼希米记1章6节，我们还看到第二件事情，就是我们要常常来到神面前，要承认自己的罪和他人的罪。
The second from Nehemiah is to confess our my sins as well as those of others.
所以在那个尼希米记1章6节那里说，说主啊，你要求你侧耳听。你仆人昼夜为你众仆人以色列民的祷告，我们的以色列人向你所犯的罪，就是为众人去祷告。
So Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night.
但第二件事情还要为自己祷告，自己也是犯罪罪人中的一员。
And also confess our the sin of us because we are a sinner.
主耶稣有一个比喻，就是法利赛人和税吏的比喻。
Jesus has a parable that is a taxes and a Pharisee. Tax of life.
法利赛人自以为义，但是税吏自我谦卑。
The Pharisee he was self righteousness, but the tax collector he humbled himself.
所以主耶稣的评价就是说，凡自高的必将为卑，凡自卑的必升为高。
So the comment of the Lord Jesus is that everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
感谢主，刚才我们唱了一首歌，就是我是那个罪人。
Praise the Lord, we sing a song just now, is I'm a sinner.
所以我们今天成为了基督徒，成为一个什么样的人？实际上我们还是有罪在里面。
So after becoming Christian, whatever people we are still a sinner.
所以我就非常认同马丁路德的观点，我们是蒙恩的罪人。
So I strongly agree with Martin Luther that Christians are sinners saved by grace.
因为我们在某件事情上没有犯罪，是因为我们没有遇见试探。
Because we do not sin in something, because we have not met with temptation.
我们如果在一件事上没有犯罪，也不意味着我们在其他的事情上不犯罪。
Just because we have not sinned in this thing does not mean we have not sinned in other things.
第三个，如果我们在行动中没有犯罪，不表示我们的心思意念没有犯罪。
Thirdly, just because we have not sinned in our actions does not mean we have not sinned in our thoughts.
所以蒙神喜悦的一件非常重要的事情，就是要在神面前认自己的罪。
So the most important thing to please God is to confess our sin before God.
有了基督的信仰，我们不是变成了一个超人，乃是我们更知道自己是那个罪人。
Having a Christian faith not making us a superior, but to confess our sin.
当我们做到这一点的时候，我们还要做的一件事情就是我们要为我们的周围人祷告。
In addition to this, we still need to pray for those around us.
我们知道在旧约里边，以色列人每年的七月十号是一个赎罪日。
So in the Old Testament, on the 7th, July 10th, it is the Day of Atonement.
在这一天赎罪的这一天，大祭司要带着血为他自己，也要为整个百姓赎罪。
On the day of atonement, the high priest bore the blood to atone for his sins and the sins of the nation.
我们主耶稣更是以一个无罪的之身在十字架上流出了他的血，为我们赎罪。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, even on his sinless body, bore our sins on the cross.
所以当一个国家犯罪，总统要起来承担责任。
Therefore, when a nation sins, the president must rise up and take responsibility.
如果是教会犯罪，牧师传道要起来承担责任。
When the church congregation sins, the pastor must rise up and take responsibility.
如果是孩子犯罪，父母要起来承担责任。
When a child sins, the parents must rise up.And take responsibility.
如果是太太犯罪，先生们要起来承担责任。
If our wives commit sin, we need to rise up and confess our sins.
当我们可以这样去做的时候，我们就在神面前蒙恩。
By doing this, we can find favor in the sight of God.
然后神也让我们在别人面前就可以。
And God will let us find mercy before men.
第三条
The third
要牢记上帝的约
Remember God's covenant
大家注意啊当我们看到我们犯罪这件事情的时候我们一个很大的问题就是我们会对自己很失望
So we notice that when we sin we are disappointed
with ourselves.
我们甚至会怀疑我们的信仰是不是能改变我们自己。
We begin to doubt if the faith can change us.
所以当我们有这样的失望的时候，第三件非常重要的事情就是牢记上帝给我们的约。
So if we have such a disappointment, we need to remember God's covenant.
所以尼希米记一章五节就讲到神是一个什么样的神。
So in Nehemiah, so what God, what kind of God is?
他是一个守约施慈爱的神。
And he keeps his covenant and steadfast love.
上帝所跟他的百姓所设立的约是什么样一个约？
What is a covenant between God and his people?
当百姓遵守的时候就蒙福，当百姓违背的时候就受惩罚。
So when his people obey,God will bless them, and when they become disobedient, they will be punished.
虽然百姓会悖逆，但是神仍然是拣选了以色列这个民族。
Even though the people disobey, God still elected them.
所以在第十节那里说，说这些人啊，虽然悖逆，但他都是你的仆人，你的百姓，而且是用你的大力和大能从以色列拯救出来的。
So these people, even though they are disobedient, they are still your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand.
所以从这一段经文，我们就可以看到怎么样纪念上帝的约。尼希米给了一个榜样。
So from this passage, we know that how to remember the God's covenant. Nehemiah gave us an example.
第一个承认神是那位守约施慈爱的神，宣告。
So first is admit that God is keeps His covenant and His steadfast love.
第二点，坚信所有百姓以色列百姓都是上帝所拣选的，用他的能力所拯救出来。
So second is all the people were selected and saved by God by His mighty power.
所以当这些百姓因做错了事被神惩罚的时候，不要失望，乃是重新回到上帝面前说，主啊，你继续来，我们承认我们的罪，你就继续来赦免我们，带领我们，祝福我们。
So when the people fear, do not be disappointed, but just come before the Lord and confess our sin and then ask the Lord to lead us again.
那时间今天快到今天的新月的教会。
So today is our new era of new covenant.
这三点仍然有效。
These three points still valid.
神仍然是守约施慈爱的神，因为神是永远不变的。
God is still keeps His covenant and His everlasting because He never changed.
教会第二点，教会也是被神所拣选，而且是用他的儿子血宝血重价买回来。
And the church is God's elected and was saved from by the blood of God, His Son.
那每天我们按照主的教导，我们来过生活的时候，我们只要是犯错，我们回到神的面前，神的应许还在那里，就是在约翰一书一章九节那里说，我们若承认自己的罪，神是公义的，是信实的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So when we sing, we still need to remember this and come to God and remember the verse in John 1:5-6 is if we sing, we just confess our sin and God is just and He will forgive us sin and cleanse us from all the wrongdoing.
所以这就是为什么我们要每天读圣经。每个月我们都要领圣餐。
This is why Christians should read the Bible every day and take communion every month.
是因为牢记上帝给我们的约。
Is to remember the new covenant that God gave us.
所以凭着上帝的应许，我们可以一步一步走出这种在人际关系中间的各样的泥潭。
With God's promises, we are able to walk out from the ensnarement and failure of the sin.Over and over again.
虽然今天失败，但是我们还可以积极的态度去面对明天。
Even though we fail today, we can still face tomorrow with a positive attitude.
尼希米的祷告，神垂听。
Did God hear Nehemiah's prayer?
那在四个月后，在王的酒席上，亚达薛西王就发现了尼希米有些不同。
Four months later, at the king's banquet, King Artaxerxes noticed the sorrow of his heart.
就问他你要什么？
Ask the king, what do you request?
我相信尼希米一定在回答之前的时候，他再次向天上的神祷告。
I believe that before Nehemiah answered, he once again prayed to the Lord God of Heaven.
而且他已经得到了上帝的恩准，所以他才大胆地向王去求。
And he was approved by God, so he boldly asked the king.
结局我们都知道，尼希米以省长的身份回到了犹大，回到了耶路撒冷，并且在短时间内就建好了城墙。
The end we all know that Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem as a governor of Judah, and he rebuilt the wall in a very short of time.
让我最感动的一件事情就是。王不仅同意尼希米回去，而且给尼希米所有建造城墙的这些建筑物资。
What marvelled me was that the king did not only allow Nehemiah to return, but also gave him the materials to build the wall.
刚才我讲到，在亚达薛西王之前的两个王一直陷入在波西战争的泥潭里边。
So we know, as I mentioned, the two kings preceding Artaxerxes, they were involved in the Greek-Persian War.
在这个长达五十年战争里面，他们是损兵折将，所以这种战争导致物资资源非常缺乏。
So during the long 50-year war, they lost all their armies and all kinds of materials had been depleted.
但神的恩典足够的大，竟然给一个外邦的民族建城墙提供了所有的材料。
But God's grace was so great that to a foreign nation, the king granted all provided all the building materials for the wall.
所以，请大家记住，在先在神面前蒙恩，就在人面前蒙恩。
So let us remember this: first, seek favor in the eyes of God, then you will find mercy in the sight of people.
周五的时候，冯伟牧师在机场跟我有一点点的长谈。
So on Friday, Pastor Fern and I we had a long conversation.
他说我们凯瑞堂已经购地，要准备建造第一期的工程。
He told me that our CCMC Carey had purchased a land to build the
phase one.
This one.
那这样的工程，我们相信是因为教会成长的缘故。
I think this project was the result of church growth.
那第二件事情又是对教会的挑战。
The second is the challenge of the church.
因为需要教会的合一和努力。
The church needs unity and efforts.
可能你会说，我们的奉献还达不到这种能够建地的标准。
Perhaps you may say, okay, our contribution cannot meet the requirement of the church building.
但是今天我再告诉大家，先求上帝的国，上帝的义。
But I need to tell you that seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
凯瑞堂在神面前蒙恩，没有任何的拦阻。可以让整个教会在这个社区在人前蒙恩。
There's no hindrance for CCMC Carey to find mercy in the community and before the man.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，圣经中每一个见证都是我们成圣道路的风向标。
Dear Lord, every testimony in the Bible is a wind vane on the road to our sanctification.
尼希米的祷告和他亲身的经历让我们明白一个真理。
Nehemiah's prayer and his personal experience teach us the truth.
就是首先要在神面前蒙恩，以神的事为念。
That we must first find favor in the sight of God to attention to God's business.
又要认自己和别人的罪。并牢记神的约和应许。
To confess our sins and the sins of others,
and to remember God's covenant and the promises.
如果我们这样行，我们就可以在别人面前蒙恩。
By doing so, we will find mercy in the sight of others.
求主让我们效法基督的见证。
May God let us imitate Jesus Christ.
成为周边人的祝福，使福音广传，神的国度扩张。
To be a blessing to those around us.To let the gospel will be widely preached and the kingdom of God will be advanced.
我们这样同心的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.